Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's therapy time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. You've been holding something in this week. There's a lot going on. This is weird, weird times that we're in. Who or what is on your list? Tell us. We've got a copy of John Feinstein's new book, The Backroads to March, The Unsung, Unheralded, and Unknown Heroes of a College Basketball Season. I've got many John Feinstein books right now sitting on my shelf. In fact, I can look across the way and see, gosh, at least five or six, at least. And here's a new one on college basketball. He is a fine author, and that's what's at stake for today's You Just Made the List. 615-737-1025, 737-1025. Who or what has made you mad? Who wants to start?
I'll let you guys go.
All right, I'll start. I mean, nobody's going to jump in there. Nobody's feeling frisky today. I'll jump in there. You both have been to my neighborhood.
Yep.
And the main road, the main drag, and the early entrance to our neighborhood, you know, you kind of go back. You kind of go through. You don't see any houses when you turn in to my neighborhood. There's like there's a big farm to the right and to the left. You got a big pond, and you kind of drive through before you eventually come to some houses. So you just kind of see some farmland, and then eventually you get to some houses in the neighborhood. The point is, it's kind of turned into a drag strip. People driving way too fast through our neighborhood. It has been a bone of contention on our Facebook page, our little neighborhood Facebook page that has a lot of people angry. They've tried everything. They've put up speed traps. They've had literally the Smyrna police come and set up speed traps. That's how bad it's been in our neighborhood. It's been an ongoing thing for years. People complaining about people, and there's wrecks all the time. People sliding off the road into fences. They tear up all of our landscaping because these idiots coming through our neighborhood, and a lot of them aren't even people that live here because the neighborhood has grown so much. It was only supposed to be four phases. We're like in phase nine now that they've plowed through, and now there's a entrance in the back of the neighborhood that was never supposed to be. There used to be only one way in and one way out. Well, that's not the case. So a lot of people use our neighborhood as a cut through. So we have a lot of people that don't live here, and they don't have any regard for this neighborhood. They don't care. They don't live here. And so they go flying through our neighborhood. So it's been a huge ongoing problem. Like I said, there's been a lot of things that they have tried to do to get people to slow down. They've even just recently put up double lines, which I said on our Facebook page was embarrassing because a lot of people were like, thank goodness, finally, you put up. And I was like, that's embarrassing. We're in a neighborhood, and we just had double lines put up. Like, this is a big, you know, four-lane highway or something, or a big two-lane road. Give me a break. It's a neighborhood. So the latest addition, guys, just happened within the last week or two. Speed humps.
Oh.
Not speed bumps.
Oh, no.
Speed humps. Now, are you familiar with speed humps?
Yeah, they basically, you know, they kill your shocks time you hit them.
The problem is with speed humps is they are in
What's
three
the difference?
Pieces. Okay? It's not all the way across. It's not a speed bump, which would be all the way across. It's a speed hump, which it has a gap in the middle. There is a middle piece, but then there's a gap to the right and a gap to the left, which is also perfect circumference or distance between the right wheel and the left wheel, which means you can go right down the middle and never touch it. It's for emergency vehicles, okay? I get that. But what do you think is happening? What do you think is happening? It's there for emergency vehicles, right? So they don't have to hit the speed hump. So they can go right down the middle and miss everything. What do you think everybody's doing now?
Going right down the middle. Yeah.
It is creating a huge firestorm. Be careful there. Blank storm. Because here we are. They've tried to help it again, and yet all it's done is create another big pile of mess because there's two speed humps, and now everybody's just going right down the middle and just not hitting anything and just going about their merry way, going 45 down through our neighborhood. So it has created a new layer of crap storm in our neighborhood. They've tried to help, and speed humps has not worked. And all the people that are going down the middle. And so I ask you guys, is there, because this has now sparked another huge debate on the neighborhood Facebook page. And people are openly admitting, like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it when nobody's around. So is it okay to do it when nobody's around? The problem is there are people doing it even with oncoming cars. In fact, there's been, you know, people taking pictures of cars that made the other side stop while they went down the middle, and then they
that's a big no.
People have gone crazy.
You're on the list
when people
do that.
Yes, and that's the people that are on the list, like the people who have made people stop while they go down the middle. Those
you
people
just made the list
for sure are on the list, and that's what really started all this. But I ask you, is it okay if no one's around?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think if there's no one there and you're not going to, you know, endanger anyone or make people stop or slow them down, then that's fine.
Okay.
But you have to be sure. And have to understand the risk that you might be in the middle of this and all of a sudden somebody shows up and then you're that guy.
Well, I mean, you have to make sure no one's around. To me, you can't risk it. Like, you have to make sure. I will admit, okay, I've done it.
Are you self-reporting?
Lauren is not happy. She is not happy with me that I've done. She does not think ever, even if no one's coming, that I should veer to the middle. I should stay on my side and go over the speed hump every time. And I've told her, like, I don't speed in our neighborhood because I care. So I don't speed. I'm not a violator. So I don't want my car that I love, I don't want to be going over that thing. You know how many times we go in and out of our neighborhood? You know, I don't want to be going over that thing all the time and messing up my alignment. So if nobody's around and I'm driving the speed limit, I'm just going to go down the middle. Well, she doesn't like that. So that's why I was asking you guys if you thought that was acceptable. Now, there's been a lot of people admitting on there, like, I'm going down the middle. But, yeah, the people that I'm putting on the list are the people that have already been called out for making people stop while they go down the middle. Like, that is a big no-no.
Okay. Now, I think you bring up a good case, but if no one's around, I'm good with it.
Okay.
All right, my turn?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
615-737-1025. Want to weigh in. All right, so here's mine, because we've had this discussion on the show several times. Darren, I know this is a subject that is near and dear to you, but I feel like I have to bring it up because there was a violation the other day in gas station etiquette. And we all know, I think most people know, what we mean by gas station etiquette. If you pull in and the pump in front of you is open, you should pull through to that pump. You should not stop at the first pump. You should pull all the way through, because then you have the pump open behind you. Nobody has to go around and this whole rigmarole and things like that. Otherwise, you're stuck. So this is what happened to me the other day. Is I pull in, and the only open pump is one in front of a car. Now, I had, from afar, I had kind of seen, you know, assessed the situation. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be good. I see this person stop.
So like you saw them violate. It wasn't they were
I
there.
I saw the violation.
A car was in front and pulled
yes.
away. You saw them pull up to the first one, wide open, and they just
yep.
stopped.
Yep.
Yeah. That's,
saw the violation.
It's a big, big no-no.
Right. And so I am like, really? Because I'm in a hurry, and I just, you know, I don't have time to do the whole, like, I just want to pull in, get gas, and go. Like, this is, I don't understand why we have to continue to explain this. So, in the process of trying to get around this car and back in and, you know, get everything lined up, like, I'm starting that process. I'm going around the car to do that. I have made it very clear what I'm doing. Another car pulls in and blocks me. So I can't even, at this point, I can't even back in because their pump was on the side where they could just pull in. And so the two cars are nose to nose. And I get it. I actually, usually I would just be like, okay, whatever. I got out and I said, did you not see me pulling in? And they just go, oh, sorry, thought you were leaving. Like, people, pay attention. It's not just about you. Otherwise, you're on the list.
You just made the list.
Yeah, it's a no-no, man. I don't know why that's so hard for people. Just pull through, man. Pull all the way up. Come on. Think about others. Yeah. Willie, what you got?
Well, we just got the tweet from the president.
I was just looking at that. That's sweet.
The actual proof of the panel from the boards of the 04 Stanley Cup.
Yeah, no, I think that's
pretty
cool.
Good stuff.
That's pretty neat.
Did you get a good look at it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just retweeted it.
Hey, that's legit. 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 Oh, my gosh. That's legit. Where did that come from? That is that's legit or legit.
Yeah,
by the way,
I also
what's
like,
off to the left? Is that a Pac-Man mm-hmm. machine?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But I think the dasher board's
awesome,
but the fact that he's got a frame picture of the cup with the team, that's pretty neat too,
mm-hmm.
which his name is on.
Yep. Very cool. Very, very cool. Willie, what do you got? You don't have anything, do you?
I need to come back after the
oh
break and regroup.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I've been working very diligently.
We do this every Friday at noon. What did it sneak up on you? Like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot we do this today. What do you need another segment for? And let's just go to calls. You're not prepared. You're not prepared. Let's just go to calls. Or just say you're not mad at anybody.
I'm really not. I mean, that's my where I am.
We've all been stuck in our houses.
In our house. So
like, there's nothing.
I'm not really mad at anybody.
Stanley, nothing. There's nothing that's made you mad.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all you had to say. We don't force you to put something or someone on the list. If you're good, you're good. All right. But I know there's a lot of people out there who are not good. They got something that they want to get off their chest. 615-737-1025. We will come back with your phone calls. Let's make them legit or legit. Willie, tell everybody about Lee Company.
Okay, that I can do. Lee Company, 615-567-1000 is the phone number to call. And they are huge sponsors of the Nashville Predators, just one of the many partners that Sean Henry was talking about, how they stay in touch and they're trying to do the right thing during these times. And, of course, Lee Company is still there for you. I keep saying this. The weather is coming, and you're going to be in your house a lot. Make sure your air conditioner is running properly. Lee Company can help you with that. If you haven't had it checked in a while, don't wait until it gets 90 degrees every day before you start running that bad boy. So here's how you get in touch with them. Go to leadcompany.com. You can make an online appointment. And once again, it's a lot better for you if you get ahead of the curve and jump out and make your appointment now. They can have that thing running efficiently for you all summer long. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of what they can do with all of their great services. Home maintenance, home renovation, and of course the overall home maintenance plan. Your heating unit, your cooling, your plumbing, and your electric. Lee Company, 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com.
Nick on Twitter says, no, it's not okay. It's called integrity. Do the right thing, even when nobody's looking. I'm talking about the speed humps in my neighborhood. Nate also says on Twitter, but when no one is around and you go down the middle, that's basically telling you it's okay. Do it all the time. So Nate and Nick against going down the middle, no matter what.
I will ask this question. As it pertains to this, something that I want you to think about. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, did it actually happen? Or does it make a sound? Just think about that.
Deep thoughts by Chase McCabe.
I say it's okay if no one's
I feel like
around.
You should have been strumming your guitar when you were saying that.
I know? I should have. Should have done that.
Let's find out who's made you mad this week. 615-737-1025. By the way, we forgot to make it official, too. We forgot to do this. Willie, you could have, it was low-hanging fruit. It was laying there for you. That could have been your one get. Elijah, COVID-19, coronavirus.
You just made the list!
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the cue, yeah. And Chase was trying to, was that you, Chase, that was trying to impersonate it? Yeah.
He sounded just like it.
Did he?
No.
It was a little high. It was a little high. A
little bit of the bubbly. Chris Jericho. That's his new thing now. Le champion.
737-1025. We have got John Feinstein's new book, a copy of it. The Back Roads to March, the unsung and unheralded and unknown heroes of college basketball season. That's what's on the line. Chase, do you have anybody you would like to start with?
Mike will lead us off. Mike, who's on your list?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I am in the restaurant industry, and time's a little bit rough right now, but my restaurant is trying to do what they can to take care of me. So I'm in the restaurant now helping fulfill all these pickup orders and whatnot. And I'm putting DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub pickup people on the list for multiple reasons. First, for starters, one, if you're going to come into the restaurant, please adhere to the stuff we have on our doors where it's like, here's your pickup information. We already have everything ready for you. Don't come around the counter and try to grab utensils. Like, there are people who are reaching over the counter into the areas that we're at.
Oh, that's a violation.
Trying to grab things. Like, that's a clear no-no. Like,
yeah, that's a no-no.
It's all there. Trust me, we've double, triple-checked everything. We're trying as hard as we can with every order. It has to be 100%. But the biggest no-no I've seen in DoorDash delivery driver history, this guy comes to the door wearing a gas mask. Not a regular, like, you know, cloth mask that we've been going to see, but a full-blown, like, quarantine into the world gas mask.
What?
Knocks on the door, scares the piss out of all of us, for what it's worth, and then comes in and says, oh, I'm a DoorDash delivery driver. He's on a bike. So he comes into the restaurant, and we're already kind of like, dude, this guy's kooky. I don't know what to do. He pulls out a giant trash bag. I'm not just talking about like a brand new trash bag, like out of a box and stuff. This looks like it's been used multiple times out of his backpack. Huge trash bag, and puts people's food into the bag. His reasoning behind it was because it was maybe going to rain. He was just trying to keep the food safe. But man, this guy is a walking example of why I don't order Uber Eats. Why I don't do DoorDash. I understand it's a service, but dang. Scared the crap out of me, and I'm sure it would scare the crap out of the person if he came to your door delivering your food in a trash bag that could hold a dead body. So this guy, Uber Eats delivery drivers in general, we thank you for keeping us around, but please let's not scare people and let's be safe and smart.
You just made the list.
Yeah. That was not a flattering picture you just painted.
No.
Of those
not
drivers,
at all.
Mike.
But that's the type of people that I'm interacting with now on a daily basis. So again, like, everybody's an Uber Eats driver now. So you guys, like, I don't know if you can specifically pick out who you're doing, but like, I'll personally deliver food to you if you'd rather do it that way, knowing that it'd be safe long before than everything else. If you're in that little area, before I would choose homeboy on a bike who probably works at the morgue in his other part time. So,
oh, gosh. Thank you, Mike. What area of town are you in, guys? Mike? Where are you?
Oh, I'm in West End. So okay. I work at Moe's in West End.
Okay.
But again, I'm usually the catering driver, so I get to see all sorts of different sites and stuff. But now I'm working probably about a tenth of what I'm used to. So it is what it is. We're going to get through it. But I appreciate you guys keeping me entertained.
Hang in there, Mike.
We got you, man.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I will say this, guys. Keeping along the theme, I think Sean Henry brought it up in our interview with him and what Mike just said. We felt... You know, I told you guys that I shut down team practices 2 weeks ago. I just said, hey, we can't do team practices. But I did offer up to say, hey, I will work out, you know, your child on a one-on-one basis. You know, I'll do that. But we can't do team practices. And so, you know, some of the families have taken me up on it. When I worked out a kid last night down in a field down in Murfreesboro, and – We kind of had been talking about the same thing. Like, we've obviously been eating a lot and more than we ever do, because we do like to eat out a lot. And we were like, you know, times like this especially, we need to make sure we're helping out the restaurant industry. And so we decided that I said, hey, you call in an order and I'll pick up something on the way home so we can, you know, keep supporting the restaurants that are staying open and doing a really nice thing, keeping people employed. And so I told you I was down in Murfreesboro. We decided that we were going to do Chewy's. And I got to be honest, they have now turned a whole area of the parking lot. There's probably, I think, 16 to-go spots at Chewy's. And when I pulled up there last night right at dark, there were probably 6 or 7 cars in the to-go spots. So I like to see that. I would have liked to have seen it even more packed. Of course, that was Thursday night. My guess is even more this weekend. But if you get a chance, you know, support the restaurants, the ones that are staying open. Willie, I saw a great piece with Big Al's. I saw it the other night on one of the local, I think it was Fox 17, did a really nice piece on Big Al, who listens to our show, has called in a couple of times. We've known Big Al going back to a previous stop, and you know, that his deli is blown up, man. People are digging Al's deli, and you know, he's you know, it's just like everybody. Everything is way down, but he wants to stay open. He wants to keep providing and giving people an opportunity. And he wants to keep his doors open. So keep supporting places like that.
Yeah, I think that's really well said. I know everybody's listening is in a different place in terms of how much you're able to do that and how many people you have in your house and all that, but I know that is something worth thinking about, is ordering out and supporting those restaurants who are fighting to stay open. And about the drivers, I mean, I know this one guy, I'm hoping he's more the exception, right? Let's, I know the drivers are working extremely hard too, and they're trying to do the best they can to do their job correctly. I think all those people that are out there working and doing their thing during this time, we got to be conscious of that, right? It's always good to think about that. And you get good food out of it. It's better. There's only so many sandwiches you can make in the house, right?
Yep, no doubt. Chase?
All right, let's go to Doug. Doug, who's on your list?
Guys, I'm going to kind of stay with the theme of how we're afraid of all the viruses and stuff that's going on. Well, the person that's on my list today is the Lowe's paint section attendant. You just made my list.
You just made the list!
Guys, we all know that the coronavirus is taking us by storm, but it's also the time of year where we just have allergies and, you know, pollen. And just want to mow the yard, so I go to the paint section. I get my mask that I always get every year. And I've got a lawnmower blade, a spark plug in my basket, and I get the box of masks, and he says, you know that you've got over $300 worth of merchandise there. And I said, what does this spark plug cost? He said, no, if you sell those masks online for over $30 a piece, you make over $300. I said, dude, I know I may look like I've got some kind of disease, but I just have allergies. I just want to mow my yard. I'm not trying to be a mafia 3M Cool Flow N95 mask pusher over the internet. I just want to mow my yard. So, dude, so you stereotype me as a mask pusher?
You just made the list.
I just want to mow the yard. That's it.
Good for you, Doug. Good for you. Thank you for the call, as always. I mean, how about that? Like, how gross is that? That a
so
that someone at Lowe's is like, hey, man, you can sell those online, get double, triple, quadruple your money. You can make some good cash off this, good coin. It's like, really?
Come on, dude.
Like, that's gross. Don't do that. Don't be doing that.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. Come on.
All right, let's go to Adam. Adam, who's on your list?
Yeah, I got another don't be that guy. My neighbor, man, I like him. He's an older guy. So to preface that, he's an older guy. We've talked maybe 5 times since I lived here, 2 years. But he calls me. I guess he was having trouble with his computer because I work for a computer place. So he's like, hey, can you come look at my computer? I'm like, God, dude. Yeah, okay. So I go over there. He gets right on top of me. I don't think he believes in it. I don't think he thinks coronavirus is a thing. And he gets right on top of me. The whole time, I could smell his deodorant, and I think that should be a parameter right there. If I could smell your deodorant, you're too close. Yeah. So he's right on top of me.
Or the flavor gum?
No, I didn't smell gum, man. I smelled old man and deodorant. And so, I was helping him with his computer. Then his grandbaby.
That means you're within the space. You're too close if you can do that. That's a good reference point, I would say.
Absolutely is. And then his grandbabies come out with snot noses. And they're right on top of me. So if he's got it, I got it. I mean, 100% on that. So I put him on the list this week, man. I don't even think he's turned the news on. I don't think he knows what's going on. I'm putting him on the list.
You just made the list.
Yeah. Did you at any point, Adam? Did you have to say, man? Could you back up? Can you give me a little space here?
That's like the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Very kind of a close talker, right? The close talker from Seinfeld is going to have to change his ways.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
He's going to have to. It's a good one. You just can't be a close talker these days.
No.
Even if it's your habit. You got to change your habit.
Look, there are some people that I've come across that are close talkers in general that I'm like, bro, no, stop. You are in my bubble. We should all – this is a great opportunity for people to learn more about the bubble space. The bubble is a true thing. Don't pop the bubble.
I don't, it's interesting that we're bringing this up because I'm with everybody on this because I don't think there's enough people that have changed their ways. Like, for example, last night I told you I worked out one of the kids on our ball team and his mom and dad were there. And so we – ironically it was crazy is there was two dads and a couple, three boys out there on the field already, and they were getting ready to leave. And so they're very chatty, and that's fine. I mean, you know, who are you guys? And, you know, who you with? Oh, yeah, great, great. And they wanted to talk. So clearly they want to talk, and that's fine. But that I experienced that too, and I kept backing up. I mean, we're on the ball, and he's just getting closer and closer, and I just keep backing up. And I don't know if he caught on. I don't think he did. Because I don't think he was trying to be mean about it. I just don't think there was any awareness at all. And he was wanting to talk really close, and I just kept backing up. I just kept taking subtle steps backwards. You know, still acting like I'm engaging in the conversation, but wanting him to stop walking toward me. You know, stop getting so close. I don't think enough people are thinking about that.
How do you not get that now? I mean, we've been at this for weeks. 2 weeks. Somebody clue somebody in.
Well, look, Willie, there's still a lot of people think this is overblown and overhyped. I mean, I still, in my conversations with...
They're on the list. I'm putting them on the list.
I mean, he basically said it. Like,
good grief.
He was like, I think this is overblown. I mean, I think we should have our team out here practicing. I think this is so overblown. And I'm like, you know, I didn't say anything. You know, I just kind of like.
Well, that's
talk,
great. But, I mean, you can do that, right? You have a right to your opinion, and you can complain about it or whatever. But respect other people that are trying to do what they've been told is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you want to have your space and you want to maintain that physical distance of 6 feet, then the guy shouldn't try to come into your space.
I'm still willing to have a conversation with you. We can talk, yeah. But just let's do it at a safe distance. Don't keep walking towards me.
6 feet.
I can hear you, man.
You don't have to go way on the other side of the field. You could be, you know, just be 6 feet away.
Right. Oh, man. Chase?
That's it. That's all we got.
We will give a winner. It's time for us to go to the break. We will come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. Looks like the Ravens will not sign Michael Brockers after being unable to come to an agreement on terms of a contract. So interesting to still see some of the NFL moves that are happening. Still nothing on – and it is interesting to see guys like Jadeveon Clowney, Cam Newton, and Jameis Winston all sitting there with no homes. The Cam Newton one is a little bit different because of the medicals probably, and it's not business as usual, so that one's a little bit trickier. But Jameis Winston, surprised. I mean, Clowney, I think it's more about money. But a guy like Jameis Winston, are you surprised that nobody has decided to jump up? I mean, the guy led the league in touchdown passes last year. He's a former number one pick overall, and yet he still doesn't have a home?
Yeah. I'm surprised by it, but at the same time, we knew going into this year that there were going to be a lot of quarterbacks available, more than we've seen ever, probably, or in a very long time at least. And so somebody was going to be left out. And, you know, to this point, you know, Cam Newton was one of those that you kind of thought he could be available, you kind of thought maybe he wasn't. So he was kind of on the fence, and now he's a free agent. It's not just a trade, he's a free agent. So, I'm a little surprised, but also not surprised at the same time that somebody is on the outside looking in. But I think they'll get signed eventually.
Well, I mean, he'll find a home.
I do think this is happening. It's become a bigger part of it. We talked about how the quarterback market has been flooded. So I think more willing to wait it out.
Willie, you're having issues.
Willie may need to reconnect.
And they're not going.
Elijah, let's have Willie reconnect. I think he's going to need to reconnect. I do think that, look, they're going to find homes, but.
Are they going to be starters?
It is interesting. Well, that's true. Yeah. I don't think either one of them. I don't know. No. I just can't imagine either one of them sliding. Well, I don't know.
It depends.
Mariota is, but Winston still has never been the backup. Winston has been the starter. Mariota this year slid into the backup role. Cam, no, I don't see that one bit. But it is interesting to see that Philip Rivers, I guess that would be my question to you. Can you believe that Philip Rivers found a home much quicker than a guy like Jameis Winston, the first pick overall, just has 5 years in the league, and a guy like Cam Newton, who's been an MVP and taken a team to the Super Bowl?
I can, just because of the connection that we've talked about with Frank Reich. And I just think that had a major factor for Philip Rivers, and that was ultimately why he went there and why they were able to get that done. Plus, and there's pedigree for, especially for Cam, you know, he did take his team to the Super Bowl, but I do wonder, you know, because Cam just got released this week. So if Cam had been available at the start of free agency, does that change things? I mean, he was available via trade, but it's different than having to give up an asset to get somebody where they're whereas you can just sign them off the street. So I do wonder if he had been a free agent at the start of this, would that have been different? Probably would have, don't you think?
Well, I know Stephen A. Smith was crying on ESPN about, you know, Carolina did him wrong. It's like, Stephen A. Smith, give me a break, dude. Just stop it. Okay, they don't owe anything. The camp, it's a business, dude. Everybody knows it, okay? Since when is anything fair? They told him to go seek a trade, and he took offense to that. You know, and I'm not saying that anybody would have traded for him. But, you know, to get on there and cry that, you know, they did him wrong. They should have done what you're pointing out. And I'm not saying that, you know, it wouldn't have changed things. Maybe it would have. I don't know.
I mean, yeah,
you tell me what changes. Okay, where does he go? Who gets bumped out of the spot that signed and enter Cam Newton instead?
Okay.
If he was just readily available.
Do you think that Washington trades for Kyle Allen, knowing who their head coach is? And I know that Haskins is probably the guy, but if Cam is sitting out there, I think Washington might take a better look before they make that move.
Kyle Allen's just a backup.
I know.
Cam Newton is a starter. He's not going anywhere to be a backup.
I understand that.
So, no. My answer is no. It wouldn't
but
have changed
Kyle,
anything.
They're bringing Kyle Allen to be a backup to Dwayne Haskins. That's
yes.
What they did. Okay.
Yes.
If Cam Newton is available at free agency, at the start of free agency, couldn't you see Ron Rivera and Washington going, hey, you know what? Let's bring him in and Dwayne can learn from him.
I don't know. No, I don't see that. Learn from him? I mean, Dwayne Haskins, what is he going to – he sat out some last year. I mean, what – at some point you either – to me, you got to know what you have or you don't. I mean, already people – look, you know I questioned Dwayne Haskins coming out of the draft. I remember one of our previous producers looked at me, gave me a mini side stares because of that comment. Like, are you kidding? I said, I'm not sold on Dwayne Haskins coming out of college. But you got to find that out, though, right? I mean, there's already people that have huge doubts whether Dwayne Haskins can be, you know, is going to be good enough. But you're going to have to find out. I mean, sitting and learning, I just think we're past all that. I just really do.
And I think that's why you see some of these quarterbacks especially struggle, because we're past all that. I mean, I really do, and I'll stand by that.
But I think in Washington's case, you got to know what you've got. And, oh, by the way, they've got the number 2 pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Are you sold that they're not going to take Tua?
I don't think they are.
I don't either. But
I think they're going to get
crazy.
Are you positive they're not going to?
No, I'm not positive. But
Because no team would ever draft quarterbacks in the first round back-to-back years.
Well,
right?
Number one, Darren, you're asking about the Washington Redskins. Who knows what the hell they're going to do?
Right. Exactly. That's my point. And, by the way, Arizona just did that.
That would include – wouldn't that include a trade of Haskins, though?
Arizona
probably
didn't. Arizona – well, yeah, I guess Arizona did it afterwards. They drafted Kyler Murray number 1 overall and then traded Josh Rosen to Miami.
Who they had taken a year before.
That's what I'm saying. They went back-to-back years with a first-round quarterback.
Right. Yeah. Look, it's possible. It's definitely possible. But I look at their – if they go by need, then they're going Chase Young. And that's what they should do. But I don't know. So you asked for fits. I mean, L.A., the Chargers are definitely one. But if they're going to stick with Tyrod Taylor, then –
But that doesn't change anything. He could be on the Chargers right now. It doesn't change anything.
No, well,
I asked you, what does it change if he was released a week ago? What where's the spot that changed everything?
Okay. Here's one I'll give you. Do you think Tampa would be a factor?
Nope.
You think they were going Brady all the way?
Yeah. Yes.
Willie?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. This is the point I was trying to make before when I was, I guess, having a little scrambling issues with the signal here. But, you know, this is a different year, right? There's so many quarterbacks introduced into the market, and the market is getting, I think, a little bit smarter around sports that you wait and you have your price and you have your value, and with the supply available, you don't need to go out and overpay. I think that's what's going to slow everything down. I think that's what's at work here. And so I think it would be wise to be patient if you're some of these teams.
Right. Well, and that's fair. I mean, I think you're, I think you've seen some teams be patient, but, you know, then you've seen some that typically jump the gun and, you know, aren't patient. Washington probably falls in that category. Historically.
I think the Chargers are waiting to see how their draft pick, what they do in their draft. You know,
yeah,
there's
and,
no
and
reason.
I feel like they're drafting a quarterback. I feel like they're definitely doing that.
I think most people, if you look at enough mocks, most people believe that. Yeah.
And so they probably should.
Cam Newton, you know, I don't think is. So the question is, at one point, so going back to now, the more we think about this with the draft, they may not have a choice if they want to play in the league. I mean, those guys may be backups. I mean, what are the starting? Give me the landing spots that still are looking for a starter, especially if Cincinnati is. They're going to draft. The Chargers are, but they may draft. Miami is, but they may be drafting their next guy. And if they draft their next guys, they no longer have that quarterback need. So who would it be?
I still think, and to your point, it may be as a backup, but Jameis Winston, to me, fits in Pittsburgh. I just think he fits.
Yeah.
And if I'm him and I have no other options, I do that because I think we all believe Ben Roethlisberger probably isn't going to play 16 games. I don't think that.
I think Jacksonville and Pittsburgh make the most sense for one of them in one of those spots,
yep,
and one in the other. Quite honestly, it's probably Winston and Pittsburgh and Cam and Jacksonville.
I think Denver should be a factor, but they're not going to be. They're all in on Drew Lock, and I just don't see that working out. But I think they should be. But, yeah, Jacksonville and Pittsburgh, to me, that's it.
Like, I know they like Gardner, but come on, really? Like, that's you're all in?
That was a nice story.
Like, you're all in on that? That's all you've got? No, I can't imagine, but maybe they are. All right, we'll come back. By the way, fourth and final hour. Our first installment of Trivia coming up at 1 o'clock. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. Told you the Michael Brockers deal fell through with the Ravens, so it looks like he is going to rejoin the Rams. So that's just coming down the pike. Also, for all the tennis fans out there, looks like the U.S. Open is going to get moved. It's going to be postponed. Set to take place in June. Not going to happen. Up in New York, it looks like it's going to be moved to later on. Looks like guys at Aukus.
Wait a minute. You said tennis, Darren?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the U.S. Open's not until September.
What did I just see?
The U.S. Open is in June for golf.
Oh, maybe that was golf. Sorry. Yeah, maybe that was golf.
I was going to say.
I saw U.S. Open on the crawler is going to get moved in June. Okay. Yeah, that – okay. You're right. That is late.
So that makes more sense that it would be golf. But one of the things I'm wondering is I know, you know, England, Great Britain, certainly struggling big time with coronavirus. And so I'm wondering about Wimbledon, right? That's not until July, but they are big time in the throes of it right now. I wonder what it's going to look like there.
Yep, don't see it.
Like the Prime Minister of England has the coronavirus. I don't know if you guys saw that. Boris Johnson.
Yep.
By the way, New Orleans has been hit really, really hard as well.
Yeah, the speculation is from maybe Mardi Gras, something spread while
I can't
they were
imagine.
Down there in the early days of it before we really grasped, because it was in February, right? Fat Tuesdays in February. It might have been there without people really realizing it because the numbers are very, very high coming out of that area.
You think Mardi Gras? That's weird. I don't see that.
There's been speculation on
that. It's a very, very clean event. Anybody who's ever been on Bourbon Street, I don't know why anybody would think, you know, 100,000 people on Bourbon Street, that would be the reason for New Orleans getting hit so hard. Yeah, no.
So you're saying hooey-fooey on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if anybody's ever been to New Orleans or Bourbon Street, that's a pretty clean and tight.
People usually stay far apart.
People are usually very distance.
Not a lot of interactions.
It's not crowded.
It's not very crowded. It's not really that big of a deal. So I don't. People are on balconies. I mean, you know, but you got a couple people in the street, a couple people on balconies. I don't really see that. Yeah. When I saw the reports, they're linking this maybe to Mardi Gras. Really? You think? Do you think?
Yeah. So okay.
I would love to talk to maybe. No, actually, let me check that. No, I would not. I can only imagine. I don't want to talk to them. I don't even want to know. The people that clean up the streets in New Orleans.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Can you imagine what they have found over the years? Basically, anything you think they haven't found, I guarantee you, they have found it more than once. Like, just anything, you don't have to say it out loud. Just in your mind, think what would be the grossest or the worst thing ever that the street cleaners in New Orleans have found after a night on Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras. I guarantee you, they have not only found it, it's happened multiple times.
Easily.
Yeah.
Ugh. I need a shower now.
Sorry.
Because I thought it.
Did I?
Thanks, Darren.
Well, Willie knows. We've been down there. I've never been down there for Mardi Gras, but we've been down there for national championship games and huge sporting events in New Orleans. And, of course, you know, that just means Bourbon Street is crazy, just like Mardi Gras. I mean, it feels exactly like Mardi Gras, and you know that it is – if you've seen it, it's like everything makes sense. Like, oh, yeah, okay. Because you see people doing some really, really wild and wacky stuff. People
Look,
that
I've had some fun in New Orleans.
The worst thing kind of probably fun. Is just the people that can't hold it any longer and they've just got to go. And so they've been drinking for a while. They're feeling really good and they can't wait in the line for a bathroom. And they're like, yeah. I can't hold it any longer, so I'm sorry. It's just going to have to be right here. That's you see that a lot, and so that's really gross. By the way, I was seeing that it looks like the House has okayed $2.2 trillion. That's the package for what's going on with our economy and the health industry, and so it looks like they are trying to get that to the president to sign off on, and it looks like some relief may be coming for a lot of people. So that is some really, really good news.
Very cool. Glad that they were able to get that done.
$2.2 trillion.
That's a lot of pennies.
It's a lot of cash. Lots of cash. All right, are you guys ready for trivia?
It's got to go through the Senate, and then the president's got to sign it. I've got to – this would be trivia of your American government class or civics class that you were, but I believe it's got to be passed through the Senate, which I hope, you know, they've been working on this now for the last few days. A lot of people think they should have it done by now, but, you know, inevitably there's going to be tweaks and things that people want to make, and then I think the president's got to sign it. But hopefully this thing is, that's a good sign that it's on.
Well, what I was reading was saying that the House has okayed it and that it's now being rushed to the president to sign off on. So the way I'm reading it is that sounds like that was the last thing, and now it's going to the president.
See, the way I probably failed my civics class.
I'm just saying that's what I have read, that it's gone through the last phase, and now it's going to the president's desk. All right, we will come back, and we will get some trivia coming your way, and we want some participation. Okay? Physical distancing is fine, but we want you to be social. I think that Trent Dilfer put it well on our show earlier. Like, let's still be sociable. Let's call in. We can talk to you. And we're going to need interaction for trivia. Our first installment of trivia, we've got some prizes for you. We're excited about that. We'll unveil the categories, and we'll get started. 615-737-1025, our first installment of trivia here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. That's next.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.